The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to this evening's action in Dundalk. It's a Friday evening, so what else did we expect? My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm very well, mate. Very well indeed.
Good man. This must be quite a day for you. You've not only got a runner at the Cheltenham Festival, you'll be at Cheltenham as well to watch all of the action. And then you've got Dundalk this evening. Could it get any better for you, Andy?
It could, no. It could if Rutherglen won the triumph. that would round off a tremendous week. Yeah, it's been all building up really for this day. Who would have thought it when we bought him back in September that he'd carry us all the way through the season and end up, you know, with a live each-way chance in the Grade 1s here today. So it's a set fair, beautiful conditions, no excuses, ground perfect. Let's hope whatever happens, he runs well and you know, comes home in one piece anyway.
Yeah, well, good luck with Rutherglen, Andy. Obviously, this will be happening after we've already seen the results, so we're kind of preempting that a little bit. What do you make of Dundalk tonight, Andy?
I think there's a few good, really good bets on the card. A lot of it, to be fair, is normal fodder, but there is a few, I think they've been overpriced, and I think because of the quiet activity likely in the morning price markets, a lot of these will probably slip under the radar and won't get back until near the time, so I think we can probably step in and take advantage while Cheltenham is everyone's focus of attention.
Okay, let's get stuck into the action then. The first race this evening at Dundalk on their poly track is the 6:15. We start with a handicap of 6 furlongs, and the betting is headed by joint favourites this morning in the shape of Antiquus, who's 7-2, and Lottie Dodd, who's also 7-2. A bit of money for Grey Danube at 11-2 into 9-2. Prince Sepessa Ava is 6-1, 13-2 for Knock Stars and Fleet Captain, and then 12-1 or bigger prices. The rest, who do you like for the 6:15, Andy?
I like two in this race. I'll probably have a couple of throws of the dice. Grey Danube, the money horse, that would be one. I can certainly see why that horse has been very well backed. This grey often saves all its best form for Dundalk, in particular over tonight's course of distance. Its last two runs have both come over 5 furlongs, where, not surprisingly, he's got a little bit outpaced. He ran really well last week when he was third behind Strategic Choice, and we know how well that horse had been performing in recent times. But if you go back to the run 3 starts ago and he won, he stayed on very strongly on that particular evening. Yes, he has gone up in the weights, but he's a very consistent performer. And from a useful draw with Kevin Manning on board, I think he'll give us a good run for our money. And the other one is Fleet Captain, a horse I tipped last week when he ran over a mile. I was a little bit concerned. I said on the podcast that night that this six-year-old might struggle to get the trip, and although he ran really well in finishing fourth, he didn't quite see it out as anticipated. Still good run, fourth behind Dancing Cosmos in a very strongly run race. Does look pretty, you know, pretty decent effort. He's dropping back down to 6 now. I think he's probably is better over a 7. So he's gone from a mile to 6. So you know, we're taking a little bit of a leap of faith in having the speed to cope with the 6. But you know, he does cruise quite well in his races, and hopefully stamina will be a key factor at the end of the race. So I'd have to have a few good on him, but the Grey Danube would be my number one.
Okay, Grey Danube then the number one selection in the 6:15. On to the 6:45 next, and this is a maiden over 2 miles, and the favourite is Cape Glory, who wears the Jigginstown House stud colours. You might expect to have seen them more likely at the Cheltenham Festival than at Dundalk, but he's 13-8 at the top of the betting, Andy, and he should hold decent claims here, shouldn't he?
Yeah, he's a horse I really like, Cape Glory. I shouldn't really like him because he's cost me a few quid. As you can see by his form figures, third, second, second. I think I've backed him pretty much every time. He caught the eye on his debut here at Dundalk a couple of seasons ago as a two-year-old, and ever since I followed his progress. He's a long striding type that stays really well, so I think this step up to 2 miles probably might just suit him. You know, he ran in a good race last time out at the Curragh when he was a bit unlucky to get touched off by McKinley. Back in third was Shield, who's been a model of consistency throughout the winter over hurdles and over jumps. And this doesn't look a particularly strong race. You've got Dalasari, who comes here off the back of a good run here the last day, behind Shield. So the two of them are quite closely matched with Aidan O'Brien's runner. Wither Hills wouldn't be probably good enough, and he's the other horse with form here. Moondice looks as though he's totally gone at the game. It's a bit of a suppose spin of the dice whether he handles the ill weather, but he's worth a chance because he looks as though his exploits over hurdles are going to be very much behind him. But I do like Cape Glory, a fine big strapping type. I think we'll see him over a hurdle one day, and that's probably one of the reasons that Kingstown House have bought him and he's gone to Gordon Elliott.
Okay, so Cape Glory then in the 6.45, on to the 7.15 next race, 3 on the card, and this is a 47-65 handicap over 7 furlongs, and it's quite an open handicap as well. We're 9-2 the field this morning with Captain's Dilemma heading the betting. Mary Masty's 6-1 with Elusive Gent, a little bit of money for Stoichkov, 8s into 7s, 8-1 for Tsar Paul and Lily's Prince, a bit of a nibble on Calling You as well, 12s into 10s, and then 11-1 or bigger prices the rest. An open handicap at 7.15. Andy, who do you like here?
I like Calling You here, the horse that's been nibbled at in the market. I'm going to make this horse my nap tonight, sporting nap. I can see why there's been money for him, because he was run up the last day behind Piper's Piping in a very strongly run race at Wolverhampton, which is working out really well. Piper's Piping, of course, Mandy Rowland's charge, went and won again the other night when shipping up to the Dunstall Park venue over a course of distance. And the horses, further down the field have run well. The runner-up, the third very first blade was run up next time out at Southall, and even Fleetwood Sands, who was back in 6 has won. It was on the evening the strongest furlong per furlong time on that particular card. They actually ran a lot quicker than the other 7 furlong handicap won by Kajali, so I think the form's really decent. Now this horse now goes back to Dundalk, a track where he's run quite well before, but he's never run over 7 furlongs at Dundalk. He's run over a mile and 6, so I'm hoping over his optimum distance here of 7 from a good draw with Shane Kelly on board off the back of that good speed figure, certainly he's going to be good enough to outrun his odds. 10-1 each way. Sporting nap of the night in the 7.15, Calling You.
Okay, sporting nap then for Andy Holding, Calling You in the 7.15. The 7.45 is race 4 on the card, and this is an apprentice handicap over a mile, and Alvar heads the betting at the time of recording. 4 times winner at Dundalk, and won over the extended mile and a quarter last time, getting the better of the Black Devil on that occasion. But do you get the? Are you of the opinion, Andy, that the Black Devil might be better at a mile than Alvar?
That's the key, yeah. I'm going to go with the Black Devil back to his optimum distance. He's a really game, admirable type, Gerard Keane's 5-year-old. He always gives of his best. He just got done late on in the line by Alvar, who certainly wasn't winning out of turn. I actually think it's between the two. I know you got Cool Athlete in there and Undecided, who won a maiden here last time out, and Gold Falcon, who finally got his head in front here the last day. But they are, to all intents and purposes, a little bit difficult to fathom, whereas the Black Devil and Alvar always seem to run their race. And that's basically what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep it simple. Stick with the Black Devil, and hopefully the Jack will come up tonight for him.
Okay, the Black Devil then to reverse form with Alvar in the 7.45. The 8.15 is race 5 on the card, and this is a handicap for horses rated 47-65 over the extended mile and a quarter, and well insured heads the betting at 100-30 this morning. Got off the mark at the 37th time of asking when winning quite nicely over a mile and a half last time. Had placed on several occasions before that, Andy, but when a horse has a 1 in 37 strike rate, do you take him on at the top of the betting?
Well, you would have took him on last time out 0 from 36, but I stuck with my guns and I tipped him again in the belief that hopefully he might get his head in front. And much to the light of those that have had our pockets burned with him, he finally delivered the goods. Now, I'm hoping that run would sort of elevate his confidence, and I'm hoping that tonight off the back of that run, he could do the same again. He really travelled strongly through that race of the night. I didn't think there was any question about him ever going to win that day. And I love the way he stretched out and went clear, you know, ailing the problems that he's had before, where he sometimes hasn't turned, you know, quickened up and delivered the goods as expected. He's just been so unlucky on so many occasions, this horse. One night, me and Gary Cape, well, backed it, and we still can't believe he got beat. He was a 33-1 shot. He went off 10s, and he was about a length in front when he jumped into the rail, of all things, and got nutted on the line. So hopefully none of those exploits will happen tonight. He'll run exactly like he did last time, and if he does, he's going to be very difficult to beat in the 8.15.
Okay, on to the penultimate race next then. This is the 8.45, and this is a handicap over the extended mile and a quarter, and 6 of them in the lineup here, Andy, and a few question marks around all 6 of them, and the betting very tight. The Ringies King is the 7-2 favourite, and the outsider of the field is 11-2, so I suppose that sums it up. It's quite open because question marks around them all.
Absolutely, yeah. This is a really difficult race to fathom, Mark. As you pointed out, you could give a chance to quite a few of these depending on the race pans out. I tipped the Ringies King and nabbed this horse last time out, and like those of us that did back him, was bitterly disappointed with his effort. He showed no life in the home straight. He finished his race off like a damp squib, and I couldn't quite work it out, because the time before when he was running up behind the traction ticket, the speed figure and the form of that race had worked out really well, so I was rather nonplussed by that effort. I'm just hoping that the extra headgear and the tongue tie on tonight might just be the key. Perhaps he just made a noise in that race and he didn't breathe well in the last couple of furlongs, and that's what the jockeys had advised. Joseph O'Brien's booked tonight, that's another positive, so I've got to give him another chance. I believe in that form two start to go, and if he does run up to that form, then I think he's the one to beat.
Okay, the final race this evening is the 9:15. We finish with a maiden over the extended mile and a quarter, and Wolf in the Desert heads the betting this morning. The Paul Deegan newcomer has been all the rage in the betting this morning, in fact 11-8 into 4-6 at the time of recording. Andy, what do you make of that gamble?
Well, like all Paul Deegan gambles here at Dundalk, you just follow the money, plain and simple. He had a winner here in the colours of Jabir Abdullah here the other week at Wunna Maiden in very, very impressive fashion. All the dogs are barking about that one in the morning. The same applies here. And the fact that he's got another fancied run in the race, Mystic Princess, suggests that we should follow the cash in here. He's a nicely bred type by Intense Focus. He's bound to know his job. It wouldn't surprise me if Paul's brought him here for a spin already around the track just to get him acclimatised to the venue. The word is on the street, actually. I've already had a bit of a mark for this horse to suggest that he's definitely a group horse in the making. He's been working in such good fashion at home. So no great surprise to see this horse completely collapse in the market. 4-6, I mean, it's not a great price by the time of recording. But, if you're in trouble on the day and you're looking to bail out, then who better to follow but Paul Deegan, Chris Haynes, in a maiden race at Dundalk.
Okay, Wolf in the Desert then in the Lucky Lass. Interesting to hear from Andy about that then. Let's have a quick summary of your selections, Andy, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through them one more time.
Yeah, decent night in the offing here at Dundalk this evening. Hopefully we've got plenty of money, courtesy of some winners at the Cheltenham Festival, to play up here tonight. The 6:15 will go in the direction of Grey Danube with Fleet Captain also worth a few quid. Hopefully Cape Glory will get his night in the sun tonight in that weak-looking two-mile maiden. My nap of the night, the sporting price is calling you in the 7:15. 7:45 should be between the Black Devil and Alvar. I'll go with the former to get his own back on Alvar. Well insured from an each-way perspective, looks another solid bet in the 8:15. Don't really like the 8:45, I'm being honest, but the token selection is the Wing is King. And then the final race, all Dundalk and all Ireland are talking about the Wolf in the Desert, and I think he'll justify the strong support in his direction in that 9:15.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck at Cheltenham this afternoon with Ruther Glen, and enjoy Dundalk this evening.
Thanks, Mike. All the best.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.